You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We are charging through this week. Another beautiful fall week here in Wisconsin and a gorgeous day here in, specifically here in Northeast Wisconsin. I hope it's been beautiful wherever you are and hope you're having a great day. But whatever led you here tonight, welcome to Nightlight. Great show tonight. Hope you guys participate. Phone lines are always open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Be part of the show. We have a great question tonight. Two really interesting guests that I'm very excited to have, both in studio, both from Northeast Wisconsin. That's kind of a rarity. We'll jump in and talk to our guests starting at 6:35 with Heather Arndt. She is a local actress and has dabbled in the talent agent pool as well. But I think Heather is primarily focused on acting now, and she's done some good roles. She is a native. I don't know if she's a native. What do you say about Green Bay, Con? Is it native Green Bayite? Green Bayian? Green Banian?
Green Bay Packer.
Green Bay Packer. God, is there ever a time during the day you don't have the Packers on your mind?
Any sport in general? I don't think so.
What is your, was that a knock on the door? We've got Avon calling. But Heather will be here at 6:35. She is a Green Bay-based actress. And then we're going to have some AI talk at 7:20 with Jeremy Carrasco. He is a guy who is a content creator. He is a YouTube influencer, and he's going to tell us or give us pointers about how to deal with AI and what we're watching and how to spot AI, how to be skeptical of AI, but also how to embrace AI when possible. And I'll probably ask him a little bit about what he feels about the Hollywood angle with AI as well, and what jobs it might replace, all kinds of fun stuff. So that'll be, Jeremy will be, as I understand it, Jeremy lives very close to our studio. So he will be here in person after Heather, and it should be fun. Lots of fun stuff to talk about tonight, too, including producing the show tonight is Conrad Krieger. Hey, buddy. Was somebody at the door?
Yeah. You said it was Avon. Yeah, it was.
It was Avon?
Yeah.
Did you buy something?
Makeup.
Oh, nice. Nice base.
Some blush.
Okay. It's about time. What did you do? Why was I going to ask you about your day? Did you do something big today?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's...
It was a pretty, you know, pretty timid day, I would
pretty
say.
Pretty chill day. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm excited because, you know, I hate acting. I never root against people unless they just turn into jerks. And then it's kind of fun to see them struggle a little bit, especially when they're so arrogant that they think they can do anything. And their behavior affects other people. And I think you know who I'm talking about. Do you?
Kim Kardashian?
No, Ben Chan. Yeah, of course I'm talking about Kim Kardashian. She is on this show called All's Fair, where she plays a lawyer not afraid to show a major cleavage in the courtroom.
Wait, this is an actual... When you were talking about it before, I thought it was like another like Keeping Up with the Kardashians type thing.
No.
It's an actual show where she's the actress.
With executive producer Ryan Murray, who is a big-time producer, and he's produced a lot of hit shows. And Naomi Watts is in the cast. Like, they have a good cast, but Kim Kardashian plays the lead. This is her baby.
So,
this is her baby, not Kanye West-related.
Do you think she auditioned?
My guess is that she is the one who came up with the pitch or something, if because she doesn't have a whole lot of acting experience. She did a movie called Disaster Movie years and years ago.
That movie's...
Did you see it?
It's funny.
Oh, that's great.
It's hilarious.
Well, in her defense with that one, I don't think she was the lead, but it got a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't think it's meant to be good, though. You know, that's not a,
well, but you
it's
can,
not supposed to be good.
But there's a way you can do that where critics get it. This movie just tanked on every level. It got a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes. Her new show, All's Fair, where she plays an attorney, is getting a 0%.
Is that
nothing?
Does that
zip?
What's the
nil? Nothing.
What's the last thing that got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes?
I have no idea. You could probably AI that. I mean, or ChatGPT it. I started reading about it. I'm like, it can't be that bad, but it is. The Toronto Sun is saying it is the worst TV show in the history of color television.
Well, now I feel like I got to watch it to see how bad it is.
Exactly. And this is where Kim will come out ahead, because any even bad publicity will draw people to watch this piece of garbage. The Guardian says, fascinatingly, incomprehensibly, existentially terrible. And the New York Times says, it's so bad, it's not even enjoyably bad. Because sometimes you can watch something that's awful.
Yeah, cringe watch.
You know? Exactly. And you laugh. This is absolutely, apparently just terrible. And she is, I don't know what her response has been to the reviews, but my guess is that she would object. If I can make a courtroom joke.
Yeah, that's...
Or ask for a mistrial, miscancel. I mean, isn't it enough? On some level, I applaud her for wanting to stay busy. And she appears to want to conquer the world. She went to law school. Was it online? I don't know. I don't care. She's got multiple reality TV shows, horrible products. At some point, don't you just go, well, I've done pretty well. She's probably a billionaire. Because everybody's a billionaire now. It seems like, I mean, I'm like a thousandaire. But it seems like everybody and their brother's a billionaire. And Kim Kardashian. But no, she wants to, and good for her for trying to better herself. But at some point, you just have to say, you know what? I'm a reality TV person. Minimally talented. And just thank your lucky stars that you've been able to make money churning out garbage and being a terrible role model. Luckily, my daughter did not find that show. Well, she watched it because I think she had a friend who was really into it and she didn't like it. And then like she started the cringe watching when she got later in high school. I'm like, okay, she can watch that now. That's fine. But I just feel bad for the girls that were in and even the guys. What's the deal with that Kardashian brother? He seems kind of like a numbnut.
Yeah, they all kind of are.
So, and you told me it was Kris Jenner's birthday today. Kim's mother.
Yeah. You know, great.
Doting mother.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kris Jenner. How do you decide what name to stick with if you're her? She was married to the guy that got OJ off. One of the guys, part of the legal team. That was probably Kim's inspiration. You want to talk about bad acting. When they announced that OJ was not guilty, the look on Robert Kardashian's face in that courtroom, like he was shocked. And that, to me, if you didn't think OJ was guilty, and it was a bad trial, I think he did it, but they presented a horrible case. I'm not surprised he got off, to be honest with you. But when you look at Robert Kardashian's face, it says it all. Anyway, she's divorced from, are they divorced, she and Caitlyn Jenner?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't keep up with that.
I thought you were serious about not, entertainment.
Content. Yeah. Okay. You know, that new show is on Disney Plus.
Yeah, All's Fair.
And, you know, I get it why they raised their prices now.
Because they knew people were going to cancel their subscriptions in droves. But how do you decide which last name to keep? Do you go back if you're Kris Jenner? Do you keep Jenner? Because he's an idiot, too. Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't know. Kardashian has more of a, you know, household name.
I probably would have gone back to Kardashian, I think. I mean, Jenner's a great, easy to say last name. Pete Jenner, that sounds amazing. I would have gone so much farther in life if my last name was Jenner and not Schwabba.
Why?
Got saddled with Schwabba. You know what that's like, Krieger?
I do.
You see, you've got the same thing going for you. Conrad Krieger, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't say my last name right.
But what? How do you say it?
Krieger.
Krieger, yeah.
Yeah, but they say...
Oh, Kroger.
Kruger.
Krugs.
You know, funny story. I stopped at this restaurant in O'Hare, and I got some fries. That's all I got from the restaurant.
Really? That's so subversive.
I was like, I'm not that hungry, but I could eat before the flight. So the waitress comes back and she spells out my name and why it sounds like Krieger, not Kruger. Because she's from Poland and she knows how the German name translates from German to English.
Oh gosh.
Give
me the fries, lady. That's kind of cool, though, to find out something like that.
Apparently, there's two lines on the U above it that make it sound like Krieger in Germany.
Okay.
But if without the lines, it's Kruger.
It throws you.
So the E is the lines. And, you know.
English. But you're going to stick with Krieger at this point.
I don't think I'll change it.
It's a good name for a sports broadcaster, Conrad Krieger. I would stick with that.
Yeah.
All right. Without further ado, listen. And now Kim Kardashian, she's hijacked the first half of the show. What is the matter with me? Let's get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, here we go. It is National Donut Day, the greatest invention ever to come out of the kneading process. Conrad, I'm spelling that K as in Krieger.
Nice.
N-E-A-D-I-N-G. How many donuts do you think you can eat in one sitting? Let's celebrate gluttony tonight, folks. That's our question of the night. How many donuts do you think you could eat in one sitting? It is National Donut Day. Please be part of this question. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Or if you are watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment and let us know how many donuts you can eat in one sitting. What do you say, Con?
You know, this is a complex question.
It is. It's a thinker.
Because there's a variety of different donuts.
Some lend themselves more to totally scarfing than others.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to, you know.
That's true.
Dunkin' Donuts, they got those little donut holes.
Mm.
And you could eat a bunch of those.
You could. If you want to tell us how many donut holes you can eat, that's fine. But I think we go actual donuts. And
okay.
You've got,
so, you know, like the Simpsons donuts.
Yeah.
Those size.
What are the, what size? Are,
you know, like the ones that Homer eats all the time.
Yeah. You like think the, those are cake? Those aren't cake donuts. Those are like the raised kind of doughy.
I'm going to say one.
You can, dude, you're not even trying. Your answer to tonight's question is one donut?
I honestly think I don't eat donuts.
No, you just eat French fries at the airport. Come on. One donut?
I don't think it, because they can be full pretty fast. It's full. It's just full carbs.
Anyone who thinks Conrad is being lame right now can weigh
fine,
in as well.
I'll say 20.
All right. I'll meet you halfway, though. There are different kinds of donuts. You're right. There's cake donuts. There are, you know, the raised kind of doughier donuts, like Quick Trip, those are kind of heavy donuts.
Yeah, they are.
I've eaten three of those. If I had to, I could eat a whole box. If I was at Krispy Kreme and they were coming right off that dealio that they come out of, I could eat a box of those.
You know,
I would pay for it.
I've never had a fresh Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
But I've had Krispy Kreme, just not a fresh one.
The fresh is where it's at. I mean, they're fine. But the fresh ones are where it's at. All right. Answer the question, folks. Be part of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. When we come back, we have a great clip from my interview with Adam Brody. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The storm and its furies rage today. Crushing hope that we cherish so deep. The cloud and storm will in time pass away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Can you tell me?
Is that a great tune or what?
That's a great tune.
It's a fix. Secret Separation. Love it. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. Our question of the night is, how many donuts do you think you can eat in one sitting? You could pick the kind of donut. You can even say donut hole. Con mentioned donut holes. That's fine. But it is National Donut Day, and it is maybe the greatest invention in the history of this country. Were donuts, where were they invented?
That's, you know, I'm going to Google that.
Oh, we do a little Googling. On the stream, Joe, I'm trying to read Joe's middle name, says, plain cake donuts, I can eat like cookies. The fancier, more iced and glazed, it's more like three max. Yeah, that's a great answer, Joe. Because as much as I love the frosting on donuts, it would probably slow you up. It would put too much sugar in your system and you'd have to, you'd probably go to sleep by like donut number four. I really think though, if I had to, I could probably polish off six Quick Trip donuts. And there was a big thing going around years ago about these kids would do this. And I know this because we have family friends who did this. They would try to drink a gallon of milk. Were you ever in on that kind? You ever try that?
No.
It was, maybe it was a Northeast Wisconsin thing, but when we would visit here in the summer, our family friends, they were like teenagers at the time. They were doing this thing where they were like challenging each other to drink a whole gallon of milk and you just vomit. You can't do it. You cannot do it.
Yeah.
So, but everybody thinks they can. And I had a friend who was probably 33 at the time and he said, I could do that easily. He said, when I have cookies, I probably wolfed down a half a gallon of milk. So we got him some cookies and he's eating these cookies. And after two glasses, he was done after two glasses of milk. And I mean, it's impossible to do. And I remember our family friend doing it and he was like 14 years old, Mike. And he said, listen, let's say I don't puke. And the guy who was egging him on was another family friend who had just gotten out of the army. And he said, Mike, you're going to puke. Trust me. And he did, but he finished the gallon. It's the weirdest, most gluttonous challenge ever. So it reminds me of this donut eating issue. I do think if I had to, I could eat six Quick Trip style donuts. I'd probably be sick for a couple days.
Yeah, maybe. Those glazers. The sugar crash glazers, you would also right. have after that.
Yeah, I just go to bed.
Have it right before bed. Nice little midnight snack.
Because I do, when I'm good during the week, I'll get a couple donuts for the weekend. I'll get like a box and I'll have two to treat myself. Isn't that funny? You treat yourself by eating crappy food. Oh, yeah, I'm going to treat myself. Clog up those veins a little bit.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. But I have eaten like two and a half and maybe I'd go back to the other half later in the day. So three over the course of a day. But two is a piece of cake. That's why I didn't mean to make fun of you, but I'm like, you could easily do more than one.
I don't know. I feel like anytime I eat a donut, I feel like I shouldn't be eating it.
Well, of course.
So I don't eat more than one.
Bailey on the stream says it was with a banana as well, if I remember correctly. No, drinking milk with a banana. I don't know about that, Bailey.
Actually, there's a challenge in Sprite and a banana, and supposedly that makes you throw up instantly if you drink Sprite
with a banana.
You drink Sprite. Like down a lot of Sprite and then eat a banana right after.
See, a lot of innovations are being made in the puking industry.
So, yeah. So I will say this. So for like fantasy football, there's always a punishment, you know, sometimes for the last place team.
Yeah.
And there's this one where it's like, you have to do the milk mile.
What's that?
Where you have to chug like 25% each time you go around the lap. Of milk. So you chug it, run a lap, chug it,
Where's
run a lap.
Where's the lap? What kind
like
of
a
lap?
You know, like a mile in a, oh. like a track or something.
Oh my God.
And, you know, obviously you throw up.
Here's where I'm at with all that stuff. I'll watch it. I'm never going to try it, but I will watch other people do silly things. That's kind of where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
And I got no problem with it. Hey, so the show... Nobody Wants This has been renewed on Netflix, and Adam Brody is in it with Kristen Bell.
Yep.
Very kind of a popular show. I have not seen it yet.
I watched season two already. It's great.
Oh, you watched the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it got me thinking when Adam Brody was on the show about a little over a year ago, we discussed some of his career work and what was, I can't remember the movie that he was
pretty
in.
Pretty Young Something.
A Promising Young Woman. So let's play part of that interview with Adam Brody.
Can you tell me, one of my favorite films is Promising Young Woman. You have such a memorable part in that movie, kind of got the ball rolling.
You know, Emerald Fennell, who wrote and directed it, is just a phenomenal talent. And that was obvious. And she's also a wonderful actress. And so she's very charismatic as well. And that was obvious from the script. I mean, everyone, you know, knew how good a script that was and how good a movie it would be. And I think she did a wonderful job with it. And she also, you know, where I come in that particular one is, you know, a bit of a misdirect. And she cast a handful of people known for their nice guy personas, their nice guy roles, and subverted those. And I thought it was brilliant.
That's really fascinating what you said, because I don't think a lot of actors or people in general, when they work on a film, know it's going to be great.
It was the movie's very entertaining and funny. And yet, right. And then it has this showcase where a great part for Carey Mulligan, who was one of our finest actors, and then a procession of cameos and different great parts for a bunch of men and a few women as well. And like I said, it's funny, it's tense, and at the same time, while you're being entertained, it's very thought-provoking, it's very provocative, and it was talking and having a dialogue with a moment we were having and are still having. And so it was incredibly topical while not being preachy in any way. And so that's just a great cocktail.
Interesting guy. It was fun to talk to him. He was a good guest. But check out Nobody Wants This. I have to check it out. It gets good reviews, and it was renewed for a season 3 after a season 2 was only out for like a week. So that's a good sign too. All right, we're coming back with local actress Heather Arndt. She will be here in studio and we'll read your text. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night here in beautiful downtown Green Bay as we broadcast statewide over our beautiful state. Bailey did clarify, Conrad, it was Sprite.
Yep.
Not milk and a banana, but it was Sprite as you came to that conclusion.
I tried it, and it didn't make me throw up, so...
Thank you for taking one
maybe,
for the team.
Maybe I didn't chug the Sprite enough. I don't know.
Angie from Monroe in the 608 says, Greenbush Bakery, their apple fritter. I'm sure that's tasty, Angie, but how many can you eat in one sitting? We are celebrating gluttony here tonight on National Donut Day, and that is our question of the night, folks. How many donuts can you eat in one sitting? Monica from Mount Horeb is calling Conrad out. She says, Conrad's a lightweight. I could eat a dozen donuts. Oh, Monica, thank you for your honesty. All right, we are going to have more. Let's talk donuts with our next guest and sprinkle that in with some film talk and acting talk, all kinds of fun stuff. It is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight. She's been here before. She is a local actress and dabbles in the agency business, all kinds of fun stuff. Miss Heather Arndt, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I love that you said
sprinkle in. You really added to the whole
away
donut
from that?
Thing. You really added to the donut thing, the sprinkle. Sprinkle.
See what you did there, Con?
You didn't realize.
He didn't even know.
New sidekick. Here we go. That was a good one. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the Office thing where they had the custard. I feel like Michael Scott right now. Like I can't think of a...
Totally donut day?
Stopped in
where
my
they had
tracks.
Donut day?
Well, they had donut day and they used to put the stapler in the Jello.
Yeah.
And Ryan said you should put him in custardy. Like they had all these puns. Yeah. And, you just got me. So there you go. We're off to a great start. Thank you for coming in. This is nice to have you here in the studio.
You seem to always have me in fall and winter.
Do
last
I?
Time it was cold too. I'm like, hey, how come I'm not coming in summer where it's sunny?
But was that we're inside? I mean, it's sunny and 70
I
in
know,
here.
But it's so dark. And little old me has to be walking over here.
You told me you took an Uber from a hotel down the street.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't find parking. This is downtown Green Bay. This is not New York City.
I know. I don't know what would happen. I think if I was in New York City, I would have just taken an Uber from the house.
Yeah.
But there's some construction going on here. Mm. Was that Hinterland over here? Is that Hinterland next door? What is the name of the restaurant?
Hagermeister Park.
Yeah. Hagermeister. Yeah. Okay. So there is parking, no parking there, and construction. Okay. And the other side of the road where you can park, they don't allow you to park.
Right.
So I went down a little farther, lined up with cars. So I don't know if it's like, you know, dinner time rush. They didn't have a reserved spot for me. I was disappointed you guys didn't have a reserved spot for me. So
don't
who do I talk to about
in
that?
Movies or what? I mean, come on.
So I had to drive all the way down to like St. Brennan's. I'm like,
You could probably, at the news break at 7, Uber it back, get your car, and find a spot here really easily now.
At that point.
Or Conrad could just ask. He's a big, he benches 275. Did you know that?
Really?
Have you improved on that?
What is that going to help?
Well, if someone
you can walk with me.
Yeah, if someone tries to, you know, get fresh or rob Heather.
Get fresh.
I just said it.
So if someone
could
tries
say,
to rob,
I'll bench you. Yeah.
I'll bench you.
All right, you and me, it's go time. You lay down on the ground and say, come on, buddy. And then you bench him and he knows who's boss.
I think that'll scare him off before it even happens.
I love it because I just started getting back into fitness, like strength training.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because my triceps are super weak.
Really?
I am like super weak.
I noticed that last time you were here, but I don't want to say.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's not like me to point that out, though.
Yeah, I didn't want
to. You got good biceps, though.
But my biceps are good.
You should have one of the other.
I've got strong biceps, but my triceps, so weak. So I've been like really trying to.
Good for you.
Because I want to do a pull-up, okay? I can't do a pull-up.
You can't do a pull-up? I don't think.
Can you do a pull-up?
I haven't done one in ages. Probably not now. I do resistance training, too.
Okay.
But I'm slowly working my way back into shape. It's a tough road.
Really, the strength training, you know, for the rest of your life. And I told my mom, I'm lifting weights now. And she's like, why? I'm like, for mobility, for the rest of your life, to get out of the couch in later years, you know, to lift the case of water. You ever try to lift a case of water?
That's probably. Heavy. Conrad benches,
benches
the occasional case
cases.
Of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it's like when you see older people, like my mother-in-law, it's hard for her to walk. I mean, she's 88. She's, you know, but your legs just get weaker if you don't use them. I've heard nothing. Everybody talks about how important resistance training is, more so than cardio even, when you get
cardio.
To be our age or older, and probably older than you. But so what do? You do like an aerobics thing or you just do the weights?
So, well, I've always kind of been active. So I usually go for a walk every morning with my dog. So I'll take her for a walk. You know, she's my protector.
Yeah. You're off the hook, buddy.
You're off the hook. And then I do free weights, but I just got some resistance bands.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can use those anywhere. And if I travel or I'm on a job, I can just pack those along if I don't want to go to the weight room or if I don't, you know, you can just take those with you. Or if I really have nothing working my triceps, I just go into the edge of
chair.
Bed or whatever,
chair,
bed, whatever, coffee table, and, you know, work your triceps.
There you go.
And so, yeah, just trying to, you know, a body in motion stays in motion type
Absolutely.
Of thing.
And there's so much stuff, like everybody's always trying to sell you stuff. And it's like, all you have to do is move.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't matter if you do the cowbell thing or the lift weights or whatever. But I think it's important just to move. What do you bench? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. My son, so we have our own like private workout area. Him and I usually are the only two that work out in there and at different times.
Wow. That sounds like a great health club.
It really is because we go anytime.
Wow.
But when I go in there, he has the thing, you know, like if you use the machine, all the weights. And then I'm just, you know, because I'm just starting back out again and I should have been doing that the whole time, even though I've been doing like aerobic type stuff.
Yeah.
So it is like the weakest. I'm like the weakest you could be right now.
You're like on the 10 plate or whatever.
Because I'm working those back muscles, you know, those tricep muscles, which don't have anything built up. If I'm doing the biceps, I can lift a lot more. And my legs, I can definitely lift more weight. So.
You know, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but when I do my routine at the gym, I try to make it a cardio thing. Like I won't take any breaks. And I do this thing where I do a really slow rep back up and back down. I don't do the reps because I get bored. So in this workout takes me 30 minutes, but by the time I finish it, I'm so dead. It's so exhausting. So I'll go do like a shoulder or a chest machine. And it's literally like one or two plates because I'm completely gassed and I'm always looking around and then I'll put it there and that's all I can do.
See,
you know?
I'm not a huge fan actually of like working out in a gym. I like doing things that, you know, for instance, if I'm moving stuff around and I'm lifting, I know I talked about like cases of water, but stuff like that. If I'm doing stuff and I'm active and lifting things like that, that is much more enjoyable for me, and I'd rather do those things than sit in a gym and lift the weight. That's just
Absolutely.
Not fun. hence the reason I just, like I told you, that I just did this bungee aerobics class.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Have you ever heard of those before?
I've heard of them, and I don't see myself.
So you have that thing suspended from the ceiling, and you get into this little get-up. So it's really great on your joints.
Okay.
So as people get older, they have you doing burpees. On these bungees.
Oh, those are great workout. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great because you're on this bungee and you have to trust that it's not going to break and you're not going to kill yourself. So trust the bungee.
Right.
But it was the most fun class that I've ever taken. I just did the kind of the introductory one. And when we finished, I thought, man, I could do this for like another hour because this is fun. Some people were sweating and some people weren't. I wasn't, but I love that stuff.
Yeah.
But I definitely, the next day, felt like I must have been working out because, you know, we're doing all this stuff and it's fun. You can kind of fly with this bungee. But you get a really good workout. There's one in Appleton, and I guess it's only been open like 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
I had just Googled to see if there was any kind of bungee class, and there was. And I did that in a sound bath. Now, have you ever done a sound bath?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what that is?
Is that like floating?
Okay, no, it's not.
Okay.
But thank you for saying that because so a sound bath is really
the only thing I've ever done is jazzercise. So I'm excited to hear about all this.
Okay. Well, sound bath is more relaxing mindfulness meditation. So we did that after the bungee class, and you kind of lay down and they have sound bowls, and sometimes they have gongs or sometimes they have flutes or water, different things. So it's really a sound bath for your senses. But we had a girl that showed up to the class, and obviously her friend didn't explain what a sound bath was. So she brought a swimsuit to the class thinking we were going to be in water.
Right.
But there's no water involved. I know that's confusing, sound bath, but sometimes they call it sound meditation. But if you do go to one, make sure you bring a blanket, a pillow. You're laying on the floor. Okay. So they say you can bring a yoga mat. I don't know about you, but I don't want to lay on a yoga mat that's not comfortable to lay on for like 30 minutes or an hour.
Right.
So I bring a nice, big, fluffy blanket. Some people bring like an airbed.
That's too much.
I didn't bring that. But, you know, a blanket and then another one to cover up with because you do get cold just laying there. And a pillow. And it's super relaxing.
Is this someone like stealing your wallet or something while you're laying there? Like,
no.
It seems like. Like you're just kind of taking a nap together, but it's like sounds like more meditation.
It's more meditation and mindfulness. One of my favorite sound baths I've ever gone to was by Bobby Joe. She has a website called Love Bobby Joe, and she's out in Kewaunee though now, so she does a lot out in Kewaunee. But she was doing some in Green Bay, and in summer she does them on the beach, like in the morning. And hers is very ocean based, so hers is. To me, the best, most meditative sound bath. So if you're going to try one, I would suggest.
You could do something at home on YouTube, maybe. Do they have that kind of thing?
You could. Or, it's not the same experience. Like, they do come around with some of these, sounds. So it's like waves washing over you. It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you could do it at home, just like you could work out at home. It's just a different experience. It's kind of like working out at home or taking a group class where you're with the other people and have that energy of the other people.
Yeah.
So... You can do it, but...
You're busy. Heather Arndt is my guest. She's here in the studio, and she's a local actress. I was not anticipating doing a deep dive into this stuff, but it's fun to learn about new things. I think that sounds really cool. She is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actress. Should we talk about some acting stuff? You got
a lot
of stuff going on.
I know.
You won an award. Tell us about that. That's pretty cool. You won a Best Supporting Actress for your role in The Amuro Heist.
The Amuro Heist.
Tell us about the movie and the award.
So great. We filmed that. We only filmed it in a week. Feature film in a week.
Whoa.
And it was shot right in Amuro, which I didn't even know where Amuro was, but it's close to Oshkosh.
Yeah.
And it was a bank heist. We filmed in an actual bank that was no longer. And I was one of the bank tellers where this bank is getting robbed. I get beat up in that film.
Oh,
it was my
no.
first time getting punched, so learning how to get punched on set without actually getting punched was a little scary.
Is that what motivated you to work out and start lifting weights?
No.
The fake punch?
No. know. But it was such a fun film. Yeah, I won Best Supporting Actress in that one. I was really excited. And you can watch that now streaming on Amazon Prime and a slew of other platforms.
I got to check that out. I am fascinated that that was shot in a week.
I don't know, a week, and we won Best Feature Film. It was just such an amazing experience.
Now, where, what was that? What festival was that at?
The Milwaukee Independent Film Awards.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's pick up there. Let's talk more about that, and we'll talk about some of the other things Heather is doing. Very busy, and when she's not working, staying in shape. And but you still Ubered it here from a couple blocks away, so don't start to feel too good about yourself. We've got Sid on the stream, says, I've taken down six quick trip glazers, but I don't think I hit my ceiling that day. I'll say eight. I love the enthusiasm, Sid. We'll ask Heather. How many donuts do you think you could eat? We're doing that when we come back. It's Peach Wava and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You'd be like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, all night long. And nobody don't dance on the edge of the dark. We've got the radio on. And it feels
all right. So it's interesting you picked that song, Con. You like that song, right? Psychedelic Furs. Yeah, it's a great tune. So I'm helping my son who's writing this movie and we've been kind of working on it a little bit together. And I go, yeah, and I'm thinking like the mood right here is like, you know, the Furs, like Heartbreak Beat. And there's just like this long pause. And my son goes, I think we have different tastes in music, Dad. Totally shot down. Like, you know, that's a great tune. I don't care what anybody says.
It's hard when you're shot down by your own children.
Exactly.
It really is.
Hey, so Heather Arndt is my guest. She is a local actress, Green Bay-based actress, award-winning actress, very cool stuff, won a Best Supporting Actress for The Amuro Heist, which you can see on Amazon Prime. They shot a feature film in a week. That's all impressive. No question, Heather, but how many donuts can you eat in one sitting?
Oh, God.
How tall are you? Are you like 6'1"?
No, I'm 5'5".
Okay.
But I think it depends where you're getting the donut from because... See? Uncle Mike's, I got a donut there, and I like the filled ones. Those things weigh like a couple pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, you eat that, you weigh it, it's a couple more pounds.
Two donuts.
Now,
then.
I mean, no. At first, I hadn't had one in a real long time. I'm like, I can only eat half of a, like a custard filled because that's already like a pound.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But if you were talking about Quick Trip glazers.
Yeah.
I mean, those are like air.
Well, glazer. Yeah, they're like,
those are like air.
Those are like the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yes.
But they're not fresh off the rack. But the
but
Dunkers.
If you put it in the microwave. For like 10, 15 seconds, it's just like that. And they're like air. You eat them, dangerous. And it's just, you could eat the whole six pack. No problem.
Eat yourself to death before noon. And I'm not encouraging people to, I mean, if someone wanted to see how many donuts they could eat right now and then report back to me, that would be great.
But
pace yourself.
Put them in the microwave. That's the tip.
So I'm hearing from you two donuts, you think?
If I have to eat two donuts,
well,
I don't
when would you ever have to? Like,
a survival situation, but I think them are rationing, so.
I'm stuck on an island with all these donuts. I better only eat two.
Exactly.
All right, fair enough. So let's see, what else have you done here? You've appeared in the drama Let Me Be on Tubi, season two. You play the character of Joy. Tell us about that. That sounds like a good gig.
Yeah, so this was a drama series that I stepped into in season two. I played Joy, who is the mother of one of the main characters. A little backstory with her. They have an estranged relationship. I come into the story and they're kind of reconnecting after all these years. Her son was kind of going on a wrong path. So when they connect, things are starting to turn around. Things are getting really great. And I'm just going to spoiler alert in case you guys want to watch it. Don't listen right now. But things end up being really, really great. And I end up in this pivotal scene at the very end where my son gets shot in front of me.
Mm.
And that scene I had to film in December. We shot in Milwaukee. And I had been on set already 12 hours all day. I had been shooting all day. It's now, I think, like 1:30 in the morning. Yeah. So they're setting up this shot outside. And I have to drive this car that the seat doesn't move. Well, it's supposed to, but it doesn't work. And okay. I'm not that tall. So I'm sitting way at the edge of the seat, not feeling comfortable driving someone else's vehicle. And I'm supposed to see my son get shot. And then I run out and I'm supposed to be, you know, in tears crying. And I can't cry on cue. So they're like, okay, you know, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. They come into the car. Are you ready? You know, can you cry? And I'm like, I can, but, you know, it's been like 12 hours. I'm falling asleep in the car. I don't know how much liquid I even have.
That's what I'm working with here, yeah.
In me. But yeah, it ended up turning out really great. I did end up crying, screaming out in public in Milwaukee at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Nice. And then you fit right in.
And then it started snowing. So it all just worked
First out. Came the rain and then came the snow.
Exactly.
That's so fun. So what is this? So is it still on? Are you going to do more episodes? You did 3 episodes in season 2. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do another season or not. It's really a story that the producer wrote about kind of herself, and it's based on true events. So it's about my son and this girl that he's dating and the relationship that they have and their kids and what happens there. Monica is the woman that he had dated, and they have kids together, and she ends up dying and her children die. And
yikes.
So, yeah, there's
Does
a lot.
Does not sound funny.
There's a no. Okay. It is definitely a drama series. So okay. It's one that you want to walk into knowing that there's going to be so many ups and downs in that.
My guest is Heather Arndt. She is a Green Bay-based actress and doing some great work, it appears. And what? So, can you stick with us through after the news? Can we keep you for another segment? Okay.
Yeah.
So, who are you? Who are your influences? Like when you. What kind of roles do you want? And do you pattern yourself after someone who you've seen in movies or on TV?
Oh, man. You know, I mean, as far as actors go, I would love to do some more comedy stuff because you don't see that a lot in films and things like that. I seem to do a lot of crying. I seem to do a lot of drama films.
Yeah.
This is not my first film where I've had a child die and I had to cry. I did another one called Garbage Man, which is in post-production. So I end up doing a lot for whatever reason of crying, but I did grow up on soap opera. So it seems
Okay.
You know, going hand in hand there.
You know, it's funny. You don't ever see, or at least it seems like you don't see that often, someone coming from the soap world into network television or even indie films maybe, but this actor in the show Task that I've talked about a lot, and I have one of the actors on the show, but this other actor, Tom Pelfrey, started in soap operas, and now he is everywhere. He's on Task. He was in this show called Love and Death on HBO that I watched. Would you ever, is that something you'd want to do as a soap opera, or do you want to?
I mean, I don't think soap operas are really big anymore, and I don't know that I would want to do it anymore. I mean, growing up, I was like, okay, I'm going to be in a soap opera. But after all of, you know, I've seen, I'm like, do I really want to be making out with someone every other week and then dating his brother?
I always thought they seemed like cool gigs, like just because the world is so weird and they're shot so strange and the set is just so
there's always
static.
That longing stare at the end.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's always that.
But you hear like from these people that they have to memorize all these lines and it's a great exercise. Heather Arndt is here, folks. She's going to stick around through the news. Coming up at 7:20, Jeremy Carrasco is going to talk AI. That will be fun, too. So we are coming right back for Act 2 after the news. It is so great to have you with me. I'm Pete Schwabba, and this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.